I'm talking to Grace Cox. Grace, can you tell me first, where were you brought up?
I was brought up in Dundrum, Dublin.
And what was your father doing for a living?
He was manager of Dixon's of Dawson Street, which were seed producers.
And how many of you, how many children in the family?
There were four in the family.
And so did you come in the eldest or were you the youngest?
I was the eldest. And then there was my sister Jackie next to me and then twin sisters.
And your education, where did you go to?
Diocesan.
And you didn't go on after that?
No. Diocesan has now amalgamated with high school in Dublin. Shortly, it's what must be 15 years or so ago, they amalgamated, and my boys went to school there.
I see, yes. So, when you finished your education, did you go looking for a job, or you first got a job, I think, in...
In the China showrooms, yes. I didn't have much problem getting a job there. It was advertised, and I went for the interview, and I got it. And then Jacobs came up, and it was a friend of ours nearby that told us that they were looking for girls in Jacobs and that they thought I should apply. So I did apply, and I got it.
And the as soon as you joined Jacobs then?
I went into the general office, and then after... perhaps a year or so, I was moved to the Parsomas end of it, which we looked after the customers' orders, and we tabulated the invoices for them. And I went through the system there. And then I got married and I went back to work in the general office.
Now, the tabulator, I think it was sometime in the mid-50s when you were working on that.
Yes, it would have been, yes.
And do you mind describing that machine to me?
Well, you put your punch cards into a little pocket in it and you set up your paper and... with your foot, you pressed a pedal and it printed out and that ran on and the next one then and so on and so on. And it was from the cards, the punch cards, that all this was done.
Now, these were relatively new in the country, had only just come in. So was this something that... that made you worried, or was it something that you felt you... what kind of training did you get to work on?
Well, just training in Jacobs to work on them. And, I mean, when you went down to Parsomas, you first worked on the punch machines, and then you might work on the sorters, and then eventually you would work on the tabulators. And then... you progressed from there to outside to sorting out invoices and working on the figures, you know, the daily figures on that. It was all, that was really the run of it.
And that department where you were working on the invoices, were you actually checking those invoices for mistakes or...
I think we were. It is hard to remember now because, like, it's 46 years ago since this. And it's hard to remember, but I know we had to check them. They came up from the accounts office to us, and we would have to... it was mostly look for any mistakes or anything. Now... I couldn't tell you why it was they were sent up to us, but I suppose because we handled them first.
And because, you know, this was pre-computers now. I mean, these tabulators were doing what computers are doing.
But much more slowly.
Everything was done so slow in those days.
Yes, it was.
And was there a sense of repetition?
No, I wouldn't say that. We never felt that way about it. But I think we were more easily pleased than office workers of today.
Was your department all women, or was there, apart from Arnold, your boss?
There, Arnold, and then there was maybe one or two lads under Arnold as well, and then the girls. It was all girls.
The kind of dress wear that you wear?
Well, we had an overall that we wore, a green overall, and you got a new one every maybe 6 months or a year. Can't remember now exactly when, but you did. They were replaced from time to time.
How many hours in a day would you sit in front of these tabulators?
Well, you'd be doing other things, you know. You would be sorting things and... but you'd be... I mean, it would depend on how the orders were as to how much work we had to do. And then there were other things we did on the tabulators now. I really mostly now remember the invoices, but we tabulated out, you know, sheets of figures and things, I suppose, which were checked as well, you know. They had to be very careful.
So the process, can you take me through a day that you were working on these machines?
Now, I would find that hard, because you really didn't work on the machines until after lunch. But you might be tidying up stuff from the day before that had to be sorted into, or you'd be tabulating sheets of figures. Now, that end of it, over the years now, I've forgotten what we used to do first thing in the morning, but we definitely did the invoices late afternoon. Oh, we were kept busy, I can tell you. I'm just trying to think now. I suppose maybe we got a list of, you see, it would be done in vans, and we might have got a list of what was to go in the vans. Now, that I'm not sure of. Arnold should be able to tell you that end of it.
And when you arrived in the morning, was there a time for a swim?
Oh, no, no, not at all. You did that at lunchtime. You wouldn't be allowed to do that during the working day.
And so you could take your lunch break and go down and have a swim instead. And did you do that?
Yes.
Were you good
at
it?
Oh, no, I just loved swimming. But, you see, the factory had the pool so many days, and then it would be open to office staff other days. And, I mean, it was a huge factory at that time.
And the one pool was catering for about 3,000.
Yes.
And so the logistics of cleaning it and minding it and
I don't know who did that, but yeah. It was certainly looked after well. Yeah. You weren't afraid to swim in it.
Yeah. You were saying that there were diving boards there too.
Yes.
And did you dive? Did you?
Ah, yes. Did a few belly flops in.
But so then in the afternoon, was there a coffee break too?
Or
was
oh, yes, we'd have a coffee break in the morning and we'd have a tea break in the afternoon.
Yeah, and there was no problem with biscuits, of course.
Oh, you paid for your biscuits. You didn't get your biscuits for nothing. You paid for your coffee and your biscuits.
Really?
Yes. I can't remember what we paid, but it wouldn't have been much.